Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that all the boys chase, and all the right junk, and all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold a knife. And no, I won't be no six figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing. I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
I hope everyone's having a great night. We are starting 30 minutes late because of my technical difficulties, and I don't know how to work my board correctly, but we are going to talk to Brett Galloway tonight. He is going to call in and talk about what he's doing in the barbecue world, and we have another caller. Let's see who we have. Who do we have with us?
Hey, it's Brett. How you doing?
How are you doing, Brett?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so tell me how you got nominated for what? Tell everybody what you got nominated for.
Barbecue Person of the Year. So award, grillingwithrich.com does an award every year, and they award one person the Barbecue Person of the Year, and I think the first year Brad Orison won it from the Shed, and then Operation Barbecue Relief won it last year. And,
so is this the third year?
It's the third year of the award. It's the only award given out, in the barbecue world like that. So it was kind of neat. You know, just to be nominated is an honor. I mean, it's great. And the other names on that list are, guys you see on television a lot, and so just to be on that list is kind of a cool thing for us.
So tell everybody that doesn't know, which I don't know how they wouldn't know if they're involved in barbecue, but what exactly do you do in barbecue?
Well, we've competed since 2009, and, we I started in the steak world doing steak cook-offs and really fell in love with that. And I'm an old restaurant guy, so it's a little more interactive than barbecue is. So you spend more time talking with the public. So I really liked that. And then that led me into barbecue, and I started doing barbecue cook-offs. And last year we founded the Steak Cook-Off Association. I had just been to one too many events that I drove 300 miles and I get there and we're supposed to cook ribeye steaks. Oh, well, we didn't have the funds for it, so we're going to do sirloins today. Heck, I don't know how to cook a sirloin. I spent all this money to get there. There was just no sanctioning body for it, like KCBS or IBCA or any of those. It didn't exist. And so we found the rules were different at almost every cook-off we went to. And so we had this idea, it's probably a year and a half ago on the way back from a cook-off, and I wasn't ready to quit cooking. You know, I won't cook in an SCA event, just out of, principle, I guess. But I don't cook them, so I had to give up competing in any event that we ran. Well, unfortunately, we're running a lot of the events that I really liked. A lot of my favorites are now SCA events. So this was our first year, and we've had 19 cook-offs this year, sanctioned SCA events. Which for a first year, we kind of hoped, we were dreaming to get 10 and ended up with 19. So it was a real neat deal.
Right. Well, I've gone to, I saw you up in Plainview, and the way that y'all do it is very fair, and it's very, it's run correctly. And I think that word just kind of travels, and that's probably why you've done so good, because if you don't run your event, if you don't run it correctly and you don't keep it fair, then of course nobody's going to do it. But y'all definitely have strived hard on doing that part of it. And I think that that's kind of pushed y'all up there in that, in that league, I guess. So,
I was a cooker and I still get to compete. I've cooked a couple cook-offs this year that were non-sanctioned events. But I knew what I liked as a cooker and what I didn't think was fair. And those are a lot of the things that we were able to change. And, not everything we changed or implemented was the best way to do it. And, we kind of spent this first year weeding through that process, and we've got a great system now. Steaks are turned in, they're judged hot and fresh. I mean, none of them get cold. In the old system, steaks would get cold. I mean, they would sit there for 45 minutes before they were judged. And in our system, steaks are usually they're judged between, when the first one comes in, it goes straight to the table. So most steaks are judged within 12 minutes, and the boxes aren't opened until they're judged. So they're hot. They're still good and hot. I mean,
what
12
kind
minutes
of steak
is on the back
y'all
end. We cook ribeye steaks, 16-ounce boneless choice ribeyes is what we use. If a promoter, somehow gets his hands on primes, like we hosted the U.S. Steak Championship and we had dry-aged prime steaks. They were beautiful, but Meyer's Natural Meats provided them for us. I still hear from the cookers, why can't we get those steaks? Because they're $35 a pound. But they're great steaks. They were generous enough to provide them for us.
So do y'all, so if there's somebody out there that's going to host an event and wants you to come, do they have to provide the steaks or do you guys do that?
They provide the steaks. We guide them on where to get them, where to find the best deals on them, what exact cut to use and to bring. We always do ribeyes. They're always 16-ounce boneless. And we ask them to do choice or above. And the reason we do that is, you're around barbecue all the time. If you go to a cook-off and you have a prime brisket, I can tell when I'm cooking a prime brisket when I'm cooking a select. I mean, it makes a difference. And what we've done is pretty much just level the playing field. I mean, everybody's cooking the same cut of beef. I mean, they may not necessarily be from the same cow. I mean, if we have, 50 teams there, it's 100 steaks that we'll have for them. But, it's all from the same provider.
Right. And, and you and I have talked several times about, having different charities. So explain to everybody, because I think this is a great idea, and I wish Breastfest could actually have time to do this before our cook-off. But you have told me about a charity event where you have cooks come in and they all cook, but then you provide a meal for people and they pay for the meal. And I think if there's somebody out there listening that would like to do just a really good charity event, tell us how that works.
Well, the way some of the cook-offs are just straight cook-offs where, you know, this weekend, for example, is at Possum Kingdom Lake and we'll have 35, 40 teams out there and it's a straight cook-off. You know, you have your set turn-in times, turn it in, you know, everything's judged, your awards are at 5 o'clock. Everyone has a great time. But we also do events that are, they're in conjunction with, you know, they work with, say, March of Dimes, and it's a fundraiser. And the March of Dimes will sell tickets for steak dinners for $20. What happens is we do our regular cook-off, and at the end, the teams will cook for the public. So the teams that are there actually act as the labor for the cook-off. And, you know, there's, at any given cook-off, there will be 2 to 3 world champions there. So the guys cooking these steaks are, they're some of the best cookers in the world. And, you know,
right,
to go somewhere and get a $20 steak dinner with a potato and a salad, or, you know, however they choose to provide with it, it's a great deal for everyone. Usually,
right,
you know, you sell them for $20, you may have $10 of your cost in it, so the charity makes $10 per dinner. And FCA has nothing to do with that as far as the finance of it. All that money goes to the charity. You know, we're
right,
just paid to come in, sanction, and run the event to a set standard. Of course, we guide them, you know, guide them along the way and help run the event. But, you know, all those proceeds go to the charity that's trying to raise money.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's kind of how we got into it to begin with when we started. Is, you know, that interaction with the public where people are coming up to you and, man, I want to have a bigger line than that guy down there. And, you know, in Tulsa, we'll cook 200 steaks, my cook team will. And we have a line down the street and they're standing by other people, but we're all old restaurant guys. So we're excited and, you know, hooting and hollering at everybody, come on over here. And, you know, it's just a different atmosphere.
Right.
So
it's a lot of fun. Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
It really is.
To those type of things. And
we've
so
got a
where,
kickoff this weekend.
And you said it's at
Go
Possum?
Ahead.
I've never heard of one in Possum.
Yeah, it's
what's
in,
it
it's
called?
At Camp Possum Hollow. They've had 3 IBCA barbecue cook-offs, and we held a steak cook-off there earlier this year, and everyone had such a good time, invited us back to do another cook-off at the end of the year. But they decorate with a million Christmas lights there, literally, at this camp. They have a it's RV park as well as cabins on the lake. So we're going to go out there, and they've got a million lights so, you know, families can go walk around, look at the lights, take pictures. We're going to have – tomorrow night we're having a potluck dinner for the cookers that choose to come out on Friday. You know, that's the beauty of a steak cook-off. It's a one-day event. You come up, set up Saturday morning, and then you do your cook-off. By 5 o'clock, you're done. And there's no more, you know – You can, Mark Bateman, I don't know if you saw it on Facebook today, he built a custom smoker that plugs into the back of his hitch on his truck. He brings back an ice chest, a chair, and an easy up. And that's it.
Right.
That's all you need.
Right.
So,
it's a simple thing.
You know, yeah, and I think that's what's helping us grow as well. You know, we try to keep it fun, but also, you know, you don't have to have the, you know, $2,000, $10,000, $20,000 smoker. You know, you can go out there with your backyard Weber kettle, $99. Heck, I flew to Florida in January, bought a grill at a grocery store. It was $44.95. I assembled it in the morning, cooked the cook-off, and won the cook-off. If you can cook, you can cook on anything. It, you know, you don't have to have the best equipment to cook in a steak cook-off.
Where was that one at?
That was in Ave Marie, Florida. It's just southeast of Fort Myers.
So were you competing against Jim Elser and all those guys?
No, they weren't there. There was one or two guys there, and I can't remember their names, that are kind of prominent barbecue guys. But the majority were just, you know, I guess there was a lot of local steak cookers there. And there's actually another guy from Texas there. And when we flew down with a buddy, and I got first, he got third, and then one of the world champions drove from Louisiana, and he got second. So 3 guys from out of state swept it. That was kind of wild.
What all did y'all cook at that one?
What's that? I'm sorry.
What all did you cook at that? Was it Florida Barbecue Association or was it nonfiction?
No. That was actually a steak cook-off.
Oh, you went for the steak. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, I just went down there just for a steak cook-off. I've only cooked one SBA. We did that one in Hobbs this year.
Yeah, everybody went for Hobbs. I was so sad I didn't get to go.
That might have been how I got nominated. Because I know Mark Bateman had sent a nomination in at one point. We went out there to run the steak cook-off for them, and they were two teams short of 50 teams to make it a Jack qualifier. And so we were talking with him, and he mentioned it, and of course my partner Ken said, "Well, we'll take care of it. We'll enter two teams. We'll take care of this." And I looked at him and said, "Are you crazy? We're going to run a steak cook-off on Saturday." He said, "I'll handle this. I've got help. Blah blah blah." I said, "All right." So, you know, it was their cook meeting was at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. It got over with, and so at that point I had to go find meat. So I got the last two briskets and pork butts at Albertson, and I bought some ribs at Walmart. And so, you know, I got all my supplies. And I said, "All right, did you guys get me a grill yet? A smoker?" I said, "No, not yet." I said, "Okay, and we'll call you." And I didn't get a call. So at 2:30, I drove up to the cook-off from our hotel. And Pitt wasn't there. 3 o'clock, my Pitt arrived. So at 3 o'clock,
it?
I started to I don't even know his name. It was a square pit that had no gauges. And I was like, "Oh, my, this is going to be a challenge." He was on a trailer. And I can't remember the gentleman's name. Well, but he gave me the rub to use as well. And the guy had great rubs. So I used his rubs. They let me use that trailer. And I had brought a 4-foot table and an easy up for SCA. And I said, "Well, it was raining. I had to buy a jacket at Walmart." And so I just stood out there and cooked all night. And I'll be darned, we got 3 calls. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And he had a damn good payout too.
Yeah.
He had an amazing payout.
Yeah, he had a great payout, and it was a great crowd. And, you know, we were just trying to help to make it a Jack qualifier. And, if I would have got one call, I would have been ecstatic. To just get 3, we just couldn't believe it. And we were just trying to help out, that's all.
Right. Well, we have Lance Morris calling in, so I'm going to cue him in. Lance, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
I think I used every
foil
pan Lance had.
What?
I think I used every foil pan you had in your trailer that night, borrowing stuff. I woke him up at 3 in the morning. "Hey, man, you have a knife?" I was trimming brisket with a pocket knife. Crazy.
But you know, like you said, though, you got 3 calls, and y'all, I mean, all of y'all, Lance included in this conversation, y'all competed against some of the best of the best. I mean, Jim Elser, Mo Cason was there. Dana Hillis was there. You know, there was some Junior was there. I think, wasn't Junior there?
Oh, yeah.
So y'all had some of the best teams there that y'all are competing against. So to get any calls, like you said, is amazing, I think. The only thing that I'm upset about with the State Cook-Off Association is the vodka. Because,
the vodka?
Yeah.
We do have a great vodka sponsor.
I know
where
this is going.
My husband had way too much fun with that vodka.
I think it was Red Bull.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was the dust out there. I don't think it was the vodka. I think it's that dust in Plainview, man. They had goat ranch.
I don't know what happened, but that was, y'all didn't have to deal with him that night like I did.
That's all right.
No,
we
were still having a good time at that point.
Truck.
Yeah. Jeez. That was funny, though. I like your flask that's shaped, what is it, shaped like a boot?
A flask?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a. Yeah, it holds a 1.75. The flask does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big
flask. Yeah, I know. I saw that. But those were good drinks. Well, I had one.
Well, there you go. Our
did
sponsor
you get
self is good. We had Red Bull and, you know, Dripping Springs vodka where they give us it so we can give it out to people to let them sample it.
Yeah, I saw that. did you get to try the pink drink in Hobbs? That seems to be the talk of the world.
Yeah, I heard. I didn't get to try one. I was exhausted just because I waited up, you know, to get ready. I kept thinking the pit would be there, and then when I finally got there and got the pit going, you know, I was up all night and then cooked all day. And once awards were done, I just went. I mean, honestly, I went home and crashed.
Right.
I didn't even stay to celebrate.
He disappeared.
Yeah.
I should have disappeared too.
I was tired. I'm an old man.
So where does it go from now? There's 10 nominations right now, and does it just go down to like 5, or does it just automatically go to just the first place person?
They're going to announce the winner January 10th. You know, it's on the website growingwithrich.com. If you go on there, there's 10 people on there. I think Chris Lilly's on there, Mo Kaysen, Tuffy Stone, Brad Orison, just a, you know, big array of names. And then you got little Brett Galloway from SCA on there. But we're just glad to be on there. And their voting will be done, I think it's January 10th, and then they'll announce the winner.
And everybody can vote once a day?
Yep.
Is that correct?
You can vote once a day, and you can vote from your phone. You can vote from your computer at home. You can vote for computer at work. I even heard one guy said he voted on his computer at work on Internet Explorer and then on Chrome, Google Chrome. But I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just, you know, we're just thankful if anyone even votes for us. It's been, we built this thing mainly to help, you know, just kind of build the sport. And we created 13 new cook-offs this year, first-time state cook-offs. And 19 were sanctioned. And next year we're looking at probably, it'll be 40 plus next year, the way it's looking so far.
Okay, so let me tell you my dilemma with Breastfest, and Lance can definitely weigh in on this one with me, because I want to have the state cook-off. I do, but we do so much. Like Friday night we have Kids Q, chicken breast,
mm-hmm.
and margaritas, and then mm-hmm. Saturday we have all the IBCA meats and pork butt. We throw pork butt in there too. So when would I be able to have enough time to do steak?
Yeah, you've got 3 things on Friday and 4 on Saturday. Generally, your cooks are whooped after that. It's tough. Generally, when we do it with, like, FBA or KCBS, what we'll do is do it an hour after the last turn-in. So if your briskets do at 2, we have steak turn-in at 3. And then some of them choose to do it on Friday night. It's really up to the promoter. But if you already have 7 turn-in, it's tough. You know, it's a hard job.
Well, you got things too, so you got 5. You got 5 on Saturday and 3 Friday night.
Yeah,
that's the challenge. I mean,
we're gonna kind of see where we're sitting, like with margaritas and chicken breast, and I want to look and see. You know, okay, I think if we have more, I mean, would we have more steaks than say margaritas, or I don't want to eliminate chicken breast just because that is a very, very fun category for us and for the cooks because they kind of get to show off. You know, they get to kind of do whatever they want to do, and you would be amazed at what some of these cooks mm-hmm. do. It really is. It's really neat to see and
awesome.
To watch and whatever. So I don't really want to eliminate that one. But as far as like margaritas, of course, the judges like it.
We do those competitions too.
We did Kids Q this year, and that was by far my favorite. We did desserts, mm-hmm. which is unheard of, but we wanted to be different than everybody else. And of course, Lance Moore can brag on that one because his daughter won.
That's the hardest category I've ever cooked in my life, or not cooked, but I mean, She cooked.
So you're saying you cooked it, Lance?
No, I didn't cook it. I didn't cook it at all.
I'm just messing with you, man.
Hey, we have another caller.
But I mean, apparently, you know, you throw that out there for a kid. Popular. Wow. Go ahead.
Hang on. Let me see who this is. 702. Yeah. Who do we have?
Hey, I thought this was a barbecue show, not a margarita show.
Ah, we always talk about margaritas.
Always?
We love margaritas.
This is Juan.
Who's Juan? Oh.
Juan from Las Vegas.
It's Jeff Elster, boys. I call him Juan.
Juan de Valdez.
Yeah,
you raise any cocoa bean over there?
What was that?
I said, do you raise any cocoa bean?
You gotta
have a cocoa bean.
Yeah. We harvest the cocoa beans, then we replant with banana trees.
There you go. What are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Good.
All right, hey.
We don't.
I was just listening.
We don't say
so
you
ahead,
all,
continue.
Jeff. We don't
what?
Say you all. We're all from Texas.
Y'all.
We say y'all.
I'm sorry, y'all.
How y'all doing?
There you go.
How you all y'all doing? That's y'all plus two. No, I do that too, but I get made fun of because, you know, where I'm from, first of all, we're just wannabe rednecks, and then where I live now, where they're just like, you're stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were listening and what? You just wanted to...
I was like, I just called in to listen, and I'm like, hey, you're margaritas, and I'm like, oh, hell, I thought this was a barbecue show. But, hey, it is a drinking sport.
Have you voted for Brett yet?
I did. I did. What, that came up 2 days ago?
Yes,
you
sir.
Can vote every day, five different times on five different devices.
No shit.
There's a way
if
around
you
everything.
Have ability.
And hell, if you ain't got anything better to do, go to your neighbors and use their stuff, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's like having a five-course meal five times a day.
There you go.
You just walk down the block and knock on the door and hand them a beer and say, can I borrow your computer?
Yeah.
I don't have anything nasty.
I'm going to hang up right now and get online on my phone and vote five more times.
There you go.
Anything for you, Brett. Anything for you.
You must have given him a Red Bull shot with other stuff in it.
We don't do Red Bull. Come on, girl. You know we don't do Red Bull. That shit just makes you stay up longer.
All I know was that Galloway and them, they had, let's see, I think Dana and I, we were drinking screwdrivers from Camp Galloway, and then you had Elster over there bringing the pink drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm counting you by name.
And which one was better?
You know, I'm not really sure anymore. Pink drinks pretty damn good.
We'll have to try them again.
All I got to say was that, you know, by noon, I didn't really give a shit about anything.
Shit, I just figured out who this was. This is Lance, right?
There you go, buddy.
Oh, shit. But Lance, that was it. What was the first night? Friday night when it was cold as hell, no one was hanging out.
Yeah.
And I ended up in Lance's trailer because it was out of the wind, and he might have had some kind of heat. But, I brought you a whole bunch of stuff, and the next morning, Jim was like, what the hell did you do? I say, I've been out friggin' promoting your product. He goes, well, what'd you sell it for? I was like, what do you mean sell it? This is friggin', we're in our different part of the world here. We're giving this shit away. And he yelled at me, and I was like, dude, it's like crack. The first hit's free, and after that, they'll buy all they want.
That's true.
That should be
you've been a great sponsor. He really has. You know.
That should be your Sweet Smoke Q logo. It's like crack.
Yeah, we tried that. Someone already bought that, and they wanted $500,000 to buy the rights to that. So we already tried that.
Oh, wow. Well,
liquid
you
crack?
Need to come up with something different. Yeah, liquid crack. It's called liquid smoke.
No, it's called juice.
Juice.
Oh, liquid juice.
Dude,
liquid juice. I'm sorry.
I mean, I've had good luck with it all
that
year.
Shit. It's a new world. What's that, Lance?
I said, I've had good luck with it all year. I mean, I've had first place pork
see?
In it. I mean,
you know,
we had 11th place brisket there, even in Hobbs with it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I hung out at your trailer in Hobbs, Jim yelled at me because I would not get up the next morning.
Yeah, that's what's my damn fault.
Yeah, I asked Juan a couple days ago why Jim wasn't on that list because he deserves to be on there too. I mean, winning SBA.
He's new, girl. He's new. He's nobody.
Brett's new too, but look at him. He's just climbing up that ladder as fast as he can go.
Yeah, but he's got some street cred.
Oh yeah, you sell out and do a Walmart commercial, you get street cred.
Hey, I can say this. I use the Galloway rub in Hobbs and you know, had a top 10 steak, like an 8th place steak.
There you go.
Here's
what people don't know about Hobbs about the steak. What rub won that one, right?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for me, I started Rub's fire for him 20 minutes before he even got there. And, you know, Rub comes flying in at the last second, throws a goddamn steak on, and wins it.
Shit. I really didn't think he had a chance.
Yeah. And you know what? Rub doesn't even give me a bottle of sauce out of the deal for starting his fire.
Kidding.
I didn't even get a bottle of sauce.
I didn't get any Swamp Boy sauce either, so, you know.
Aw, poor Rub. Y'all be nice to Rub. I love Rub.
Nah,
he's a nice man.
Rub's my brother from another mother, just like Lance.
We had a good time.
That was one of the best contests ever.
Okay, Brett, so every time that somebody comes on my show, and I didn't tell you this beforehand, but you have to give us one secret ingredient that you use on something. It doesn't matter what, whether it be steak, which we prefer steak, because you do the steak cook-off. But you have to give us one little secret.
A secret ingredient on it?
Yeah.
I use Herb de Provence on my steak. That's a secret ingredient. It's kind of like oregano, but it's very aromatic, so it gives it a great smell.
I can't hear you because Juan needs to go outside. He's talking to his friends.
I'm sorry, I'm out.
Okay, go ahead, Brett. Sorry, we couldn't hear you.
One of the little things I do that's different, I use Herb de Provence on my steaks. Herb de Provence is an aromatic herb, and it just gives it a great smell. And it's just something, and it's hard to find, but when you find it and you just put a little in there, it's kind of like an oregano look to it. But it really gives it
where
doesn't
do you
really
get
change
it?
Flavor at all. I get it at Whole Foods or Central Market.
From his backyard.
Goody Goody Liquor had it one day. Not that I go in liquor stores, but, you know.
No, never. None of us do.
Never.
I don't mind. Hell.
What is it?
We signed up to do Plainview again next year.
Oh, good.
I've seen that. Well, and the Mark Marley float tonight, they were one of the top floats tonight in the parade. You know, we did a Christmas parade tonight. We were all hanging out together.
I was supposed to go to that parade. You were supposed to remind me. I forgot
it. I didn't even know you were supposed to go, so how am I supposed to remind you?
You told me I was supposed to go and that you were going to remind me. I can't go anyway.
Well, you didn't see any of the pictures I posted today? Because I was up late last night throwing damn lights and Santa Claus up on top of my damn trailer?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that at all. So who wants to go into this cook-off with you this weekend, Brett and Posse? Is there going to be some big names there?
Yeah, there will be. Let's see, the last the last two world champions will be there. Johnny Joseph, Dustin Sanders, the U.S. champion Joe Stump will be there. And then, you know, there's some of the barbecue guys down this way will be there. I think the guys from Smokin' X are driving from Lubbock down there. People from Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Arkansas are cooking. We should have 36 teams, but, you know, tomorrow night we're having a potluck dinner and a gift exchange because it's the end of our year, and a lot of the people have grown to know each other, you know, and so we're just doing that for fun. But tomorrow there's a steak cook-off. There's a kids cook-off. And then we'll do our awards at 5, and then they have a decorating contest because, you know, like I said, they decorate with a million lights out there, and so the winner of our decorating contest is going to get a free weekend at the resort there. And then about 8 o'clock, we're having an adult beverage contest, as a matter of fact.
Is that Saturday night?
Saturday night. And the guys, there's some guys there that make this thing called a breakfast shot. It's got Jameson, butterscotch schnapps, and orange juice in a shot glass, and they lay a piece of bacon on top. You eat the bacon,
ooh,
take the shot. It's just like eating.
Hello?
Hello? Brett?
I'm here.
Oh, you cut out for a minute. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't hear that great drink.
We did hear most of it until you got
all
the
bacon on
top.
All we heard was eat the bacon and it's like,
yeah. Well, anyways, there's a little bit of everything going on out there this weekend. I think first place is, I think it's $1,000, and we're paying through 10 places. And we're trying to make it to where, you know, even if you get a 10th place, you're going to walk with some money.
Well, that's good. That sounds like fun. I wish I could do that one because I think the Christmas lights alone would be really neat.
Yeah.
I've been to Boston when they do their fireworks show, and that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. You will never see anything like that in your life.
The gentleman that owns this place does the fireworks show. That's what he does. His regular, you know, his other job is he's a pyrotechnician, and he helps on that big fireworks show out there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to look up to see how far Abilene is from Graham.
Graham, Texas? Yes, sir.
Well, you know, we're catering in Abilene, but we get done probably about 5 o'clock Saturday. You know, I might be able to make the adult beverage contest.
There you go. Oh, and
another 2 hours or so, wouldn't it be?
I don't think it's even that far, to be honest.
Because it's a 4-hour drive from here.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, it's probably not that far. Well, what are you going to do? You going to make the pink drink?
I don't enter any of the contests. I don't enter if we're running it. I just, you know. So I don't get to enter them, but I, you know, I'll get to walk around and taste them afterwards.
So before you did the state cook-off, how many did you win grand championships?
Yeah. I mean, I won a grand champion this year in Louisiana, but I had won... I don't know. I hate even talking about that. But we won the world championship in 2011 for steak. And we had won more steak cook-offs than anybody in the country, you know, over that last three-year period. We went 3 years without finishing less than third place in a cook-off. And it was just with different judges in different areas of the country, that was just crazy. And we'll call it luck or whatever. And we rode that luck out until it was over with. And, you know, there's some great cooks out there, and we just had a really good recipe. And then in 2012, we slowed down. We weren't hitting as good. And that's when we talked about doing the SCA, and we kind of lost a little focus there. And in, you know, this last year, at the end of 13 is when we decided, hey, let's go ahead and start SCA. And so I cooked... I don't know, 5 or 6 times a year. I cooked 1 FDA, 1 KCBS. Louisiana one, the one we got lucky enough to get grand champion a couple weeks ago, was steak, beef ribs and brisket. I'm like, man, this thing's made for me. We got my wife and I, we stopped on the way. And we ate at Sonic, and never eat at Sonic to begin with. But we both got sick, and so Saturday I couldn't taste my food, and so I did whatever and went to awards with zero expectations because I just couldn't taste anything. Nothing tasted right, and we got lucky enough to win it. So we've got seven.
Maybe
or eight
you should not taste your food ever, and then you might do good at every.
I know. When I think it's great, it's when I lose anyway.
Yep.
Man, I got it today. No, not so much.
That's funny.
The best part now, though, is when we go to a cook-off, it's more to have fun now because I just love the atmosphere and being around our friends. And it got to a point there where we started taking it too seriously. And so now it's fun again. You know, you just go out there. And that's kind of helped with running these is I want every cooker to have a good time out there. And you've been to cook-offs, Lance, where you go and you never talk to a promoter, you never talk to anybody. Nobody cares you're there. And it just drove me nuts, you know. You spend a lot of money coming out, and you just want, you know, somebody to say something. So we walk around to every camp and make sure, hey, thanks for coming, you know, thanks for cooking our cook-off. And some of them we run. We run about five of them ourselves this year, you know, ran it top to bottom. But most of them we're just running the judging for the cook-off. But we still talk to everybody because, man, you don't have to enter a cook-off. We're just thankful that people choose to cook them.
I am so glad you said that because I have told all the Breast Fest board, I've told them 100 times, I have a personal goal to know all the cooking teams out there. Not just, like, know who they are. I want to know them. Like, you know, say so-and-so's grandma died last weekend. Well, I want to be able to say, you know, I'm so sorry that happened. And, like, actually one-on-one get to know these people. And that's my personal goal for breakfast. And, like, this past year, we had a girl that got sick, and she couldn't help. And so I was in the judging area most of the day, and I felt awful because I'm like, okay, I haven't got to see this person, you know. I need to go around and make sure that I talk to these people and thank them for coming. But I do. I make it a personal goal of mine, and I feel like that's that helps. It does. It helps so much because if you go to a cook-off and you're like, well, who's running this? Like, who's in charge here? You know, if I have a question, who do I go to? That's not fun, you know. They need to know who you are, what your face looks like, and that they can come to you if they have a problem. And my phone blew up breast last weekend, you know, hey, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? You know, and I tried so hard to get to every person there, but it's hard, especially we have 75 teams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
But we want to come back.
Worth it.
Yeah, you can come
absolutely.
See me.
Well, I'm lucky. I got a business partner that, you know, we own a recruiting business together, but we also were partners on, we started SCA. So I think you met the mayor, Ken.
Yes.
So the mayor, we call him, this is how he got his name. We go to cook-off, and I'm the guy working his tail off at this cook-off cooking, and I'm like, where the heck is the mayor? And he comes back and said, all right, man, this is what's happening. I'm like, what's happening is I'm working my tail off here, and you're walking around drinking. But what are you doing? He comes back and he says, all right, man, when we're done, we're going to go over to the Hearns house, and they're going to have gumbo. So we're going to eat gumbo over there, and we're done with that. We're going to go over to the Nelsons, and we're going to stay over there. They got a room for us. I'm like, well, we have a hotel room. He said, no, I canceled it. Got our money back. Oh, okay. But he knows everybody, and he meets everybody. So we call him the mayor.
Right.
He's out shaking hands and kissing babies.
You know what I did?
Great, because he has the same mentality, you know? It worked out great.
When we were in Plainview, I was so embarrassed to sit with my husband that I made him go over there and sit with him. I said, you gave him too much to drink. You go sit with him.
Yeah,
the mayor
was at the table in his camp.
Yeah, the mayor was watching him. He started as I went up. I think I got a call and your husband jumped at me.
Oh, jeez.
I met some great people at that cook-off. That was a nice cook-off. It was fun.
Well, you know, he did so horrible at that cook-off, and he was so upset. And I said, well, look at what you did. You know, if you wouldn't act that way and you wouldn't drink that much, dear Jesus. So the next weekend, or probably 2 weekends later, we went to another cook-off, and he didn't. He stayed completely sober the entire time, and he got 8 out of 118 on his ribs. And so I said, see what happens when you don't drink? And ever since then, he's done pretty good. He's done really good.
Well, he just
because he doesn't
made the fatal mistake of trying
up.
To exchange drinks with me.
Yeah. It was not good. But, well, I know you're packing to get ready to go out of town, and we wish you the very best of luck. And I will tell you
that every time
somebody comes on my show, they always do good that weekend. So you're going to have to post your results and tell me if you did good.
Okay.
For
sure. I appreciate it.
And
thanks
I will definitely be voting, and we will pass that word along and get everybody to vote for you again and again and again. And we hope you win. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And, Lance, hope to see you Saturday.
Yeah, let me see what I can work out on that. We might be able to make something on that end of it. Like I said, we'll get done. I think we start serving about 2 o'clock. And so it'll probably go for a couple hours, and then we really don't have plans for Saturday night. So let me see what I can pull off.
Probably 30 of the team, 25 of the teams that are going to stay there Saturday night too. So Saturday night's going to be a celebration.
Well,
I would
say. Yeah, I mean, you know, Walker will be there, and Wyatt will be there.
Absolutely.
And,
yep.
You guys, and, you know, hell, I mean, a bunch of friends will be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we might be able to work something out, you know.
All right. Well,
so,
hope to see you, buddy.
All right, buddy. We'll keep voting for
Thanks
you.
Thanks again.
Good luck. All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Lance, for calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Are
Make
we done?
Make sure you don't get too, well, if you want to keep talking, you go ahead, friend.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't have anything else to say.
It is.
It's 9:30.
I know.
Close. 9:20. Yeah. Huh. But I just had him coming on because of his little voting that he's got going on. I think that's amazing, though. I really do. I think that that's pretty badass. Maybe next year we should nominate Lance Moore. Get him on this.
Yeah.
How would you feel being up against Tuffy Stone and Mo Kaysen and Diva Q?
I compete against them. That's big enough for me. Yeah.
Right.
I cooked with Mo probably three or four times this year or so.
Yeah, we were in Andrews with y'all, and then y'all were in Hobbs.
Andrews, Hobbs. It seems like we were somewhere else.
I don't know.
I feel like we cooked somewhere else together, but I don't remember now.
Well, your people need to be talking to his people about my stuff with breast test.
Do I know?
I said, your people need to be talking to his people about my stuff at breakfast.
Let me get through the next couple of weeks, and I will personally call Mo, and Mo and I will have a conversation about this whole thing. And I think that will work. And, you know, I don't know. I've been kind of mulling over the steak thing, and, you know, hell, I mean, you know, I go to a lot of these places, even on Friday nights. You know, they don't have a steak turn until 8:30 at night.
Yeah, but we did margaritas at, we did kids Q at 8, margaritas at, was it, no, it was chicken
no,
breast at 8:30,
mean,
margaritas at 9. So it would have to be like 9:30. Okay, Juan's calling in again. Let me see if he got rid of his friend.
Well,
Juan, did you,
Juan on, by
did you
God.
Be quiet now?
It's all quiet at the home front. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. I just had to mute you because we couldn't hear Brett talking.
No, I know. And I actually
he muted
you. I actually
oh
felt
my
bad.
God.
I Man. Muted him.
Lance,
oh, you've been
it's
muted,
like,
buddy.
Lance, it's like when we won and you turn your speakers on at your trailer. That's pretty awesome. Do you have a hell of a sound system?
trailer.
Yeah, they got that tonight in the parade. I turned on the sound system with some Jeff Foxworthy Christmas caroling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
in the pink drinks were fun. They were like all vodka and no lemonade because we ran out.
No shit. You know, I knew, well, of course, you know, I had spent the night up with Galloway. Well, I spent the night up with you for a while. And then, you know, when I decided to go to bed, I mean, I bet my head hadn't been on the pillow but about 10 minutes when Galloway went to banging on my damn door by himself. And I was like, son of a bitch. And, you know, and then, hell, the mayor, we started drinking, well, Dana and I started drinking screwdrivers about 7:30 Saturday morning.
And
I'm not sure what time your ass showed up with the damn pink drinks, but, you know, it wasn't too long after that, I don't think.
I'll tell you what, I wasn't up at 7:30 because Jim was pissed, because I normally would have been up at 7:30, but I wasn't.
My ass was up because you know, Galloway and I watched the sun come up together.
Oh, I would
have
liked to hear
anybody
say
like, that. Okay, like, hey, you got this, and I'm like, you know what, screw it, I'm up.
Hey, Lance.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the invite, buddy. I would have liked to watch the sun come up and hop in the message pool with y'all.
Yeah, well.
Were y'all singing Kumbaya and holding hands or what?
No, we would have been.
We did
turn the music on. We went until like 7 o'clock and Galloway's like cranking, dude. And I turned it up and I seen Dana, his wife, come out the door at the trailer. And I'm like, yeah, we're fixing to probably get an ass chewing over this one. And Dana's like, thumbs up. Hell yeah, dude, turn that shit up. I was like, okay, we're going to go. I'm like, all right, Galloway. Wait.
Did you honk the horn? Because I love the music. The horn, dear Jesus, I hate that horn. It gets on my nerves.
We had a Christmas parade tonight that I probably would have set records. I mean, I've never seen so many people out in it. And, of course, I had a truckload full of kids. And we set the horn off a few times, and it was funny as hell to watch people jump out of their britches with that damn horn.
Kids be bending over to get candy and shit, like, boom.
Do what?
It took me 2 hours and a half to figure out who the hell was doing that. Because I was like, Jim, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Welcome to our world, friend.
Yeah,
we have to do it every cook-off we go to.
And then I walked out back around the trailer, and I seen it. I was like, I was dying laughing. I come back, and Jim's like, what? I go, it's freaking Lance.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ask him about the night that John stole his keys. John stole his keys, and he couldn't figure out who was honking his horn.
Yeah, it wasn't even me. What the hell were we at that one?
I wasn't
was
there.
It?
I think it was...
Red Meat.
Yeah, I was about to say Red.
Yeah, it was at Tech. And he was setting my damn horn off like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And I was like,
someone yelled, and I was like, dude, I don't even have the damn remote to it. I don't know who has it. Somebody's walking around, and of course it's got an antenna on it, so it's got an extended range on it. And I was like, you know, hell, I mean, it ain't me. You know?
It sucks when you're walking by and you need, like, one time I was going to the bathroom at Breast Fest and I'm walking, you know, in a hurry, and he honks that horn. I'm like, mother, Lance?
You didn't have to go to the bathroom no more after that, did
no,
you?
No, no. I'm like, damn it.
He had that warm water feeling.
He scared me. He does it all the time, though. And it's always the right time that he finds me. Every time.
Hey,
but we
threatened
to cut the wires on that stupid thing.
No, that's bad karma.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No, it's a lot of fun. So, But no, we didn't. You know, we did have a pretty good time. I got a pretty decent sound system.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about upgrading it.
What, you gonna freaking do Kenny Chesney's tour after you upgrade it, or what?
Yeah, hell yeah, let's do it.
Shit.
Some beats, some weren't.
That's great.
Lance is calling Kenny. Hey, I can do your whole tour for freaking $500,000, buddy, and it'll sound great.
That's
right.
It.
Right.
By God. Yeah. I mean, there ain't many cooks yet that got the sound system that I have.
No.
That's funny.
You had Dance Party USA out there.
Yeah, you know, we did. You know, I was like, damn. It sure hurt the next damn morning, though, I'll say that. You know?
You know what's funny? We actually ended up, as me and Jim's heading to the airport, we're at a stoplight, and here comes Lance pulling up right next to us. I said, holy shit, Jim. I said, look at this. We rolled the windows down, and Lance was like, y'all travel home safe. And I'm like, I'm glad I'm not dragging that trailer home.
Yeah, no shit.
Because I wanted to roll in the ditch and die.
Oh, that was a rough son of a bitch. You know, I remember, you know, we were sitting in the RV, and I guess dozed off because I remember someone grabbed my damn drink. And I woke up, and I'm like, hey, the hell are you doing?
Do you know why we grabbed your drink?
I know. I was probably fixing to dump.
Yeah, you were passing out, and it was Skinny's RV, and Skinny was like, whoa. I was like, don't worry, Skinny, I got it. I was like, wait till his eyes close, and I'll grab it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I grabbed it, Lance was like, eyes closed, and sat up and just grabbed that drink.
I was wore out, dude. I mean, I was wore out. And I mean, shit, hell, we've been drinking all damn day.
Well, it's not like we had a barbecue to turn in or nothing.
Yeah, shit. I mean, you know, and we had a pretty good day. Hell, you know, I'm pretty happy. Finished about 15th overall out of that bunch.
15.
You know, had a state call. I mean, hell, I'm like, shit, I'll take it.
That's funny.
But, yeah, it was, well, like I said, between Galloway and the mayor and damn screwdrivers, or, yeah, I guess it was screwdrivers. Orange juice and vodka, and then here comes Jeff. You know, when Jeff got his ass up, whatever time it was, hey, man, have pink drink.
Yeah. Hey.
He kept them supplied all day. I got to give him credit, man. I mean, it's like, you know,
you
I
go.
Did not go thirsty all day.
Lance, I was there to please people. That's what I
did. You were? Man, you did
I
a
was.
Damn good job. I mean,
I was. And
I mean, like,
you know, the shit of it?
Almost. I'm like, oh, I'm going to run out. Nope. Oh, here comes Jeff. Nope, I'm good to go.
you know how much my brother loves me? Jim loves me. So when I got home 3 days later, I got an invoice for pink drinks in the mail from Jim.
Oh, shit.
It's no lie. That you guys, that was... We served more pink drinks there than ever. We normally do maybe, you know, on a good contest, 4 handles of vodka. At that contest, we bought 12 handles of vodka, and we went through 9 of them. We went through 9.
Well, I promise you, if you come to Breastfest, you better bring 12. And you better be prepared to drink all 12.
If I'm at a place called Breastfest, we're doing 24.
Hell yeah, and I tell you what we'll do. You do that, and you know, we kind of got a little tradition on Saturday nights. I cook fajitas, and I got some pretty damn
nice.
Kick-ass fajitas on Saturday night.
He does.
You know,
he does.
We had a pretty good party,
hey, we'll just have you bring some lemonade because we seem to run out of that.
Well, you know, I probably got some country time or something around here. We can mix up some. You know, I probably had some that weekend, matter of fact. You know?
Oh, man.
I make good homemade lemonade, so maybe I should
even better.
That.
Oh, fresh squeeze, huh?
Yes.
At breakfast.
Yes.
French quiz. The only way to go.
Oh, man. Oh.
So, yeah, sir, I keep your ass in trouble all the damn time.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
No. No, it's a lie.
Yeah. We could have a really good time.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
I could give you more free product, and Jim can yell at me some more.
Hey,
well,
I got
you
a
know,
free
really,
got
really,
a
we were kind of, you know, because, you know, our deal was when, you know, he became a sponsor was that, you know, I'd order like a, you know, I think I was supposed to get like a free bottle of each thing, each contest. And I wasn't using all of it at each contest. So, you know, I was kind of behind on that deal. So.
We sponsor you?
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that. All right, see? I thought I was in charge of all that. But see, Jim circumvents me and just sends me invoices that I have to pay.
Oh,
see,
really?
Jeff, I even knew that one. Hello.
I
did
not. Hey.
Actually, it was Lord Pratt. He's actually the one that got me hooked up early in the year with your brother.
Yeah.
And
hey, Lance.
Then,
hold on, Lance.
You what?
Lance, I got a big announcement, man. Lance, I got a big announcement.
Oh, oh shit.
Welcome
oh, shit.
To team. Welcome to Team Sweet Smoke Q, Lance. We are offering
thanks,
you a sponsorship.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And you know, and actually, I didn't know it. And then I got a letter from Audrey Evans. Cause I guess
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And so I was like, just out of the blue, I get this damn bill, and I was like, oh. And I called Audrey. I was like, okay, what the hell's going on here? I'm just
you know what?
Like,
well,
I'm handling some of this for him, and he's been kind of behind. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's because we can't spell, and she's a good speller, so we have her take care of all of the letters and correspondences.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, I was like, okay. And, you know, so Jim and I talked a little bit here and there. But, I mean, Jim had been so damn busy all year. I mean, you know, we really didn't talk a lot. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, and that was one of the deals, you know, when he asked me, he's like, you know, how much pork do you do? And I was like, we're doing a little bit more out there this year, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then he kind of came out with a brisket deal, and I was like, hell yeah, let's, you know, I'm looking for something a little different. And you know, and I'm still playing with it out here, but, I mean, you know, I've had some pretty damn good luck with it already. And, I mean, you know, that's out here in Texas, so, you know, hell.
Here's what you need to know, Lance. If Jim sends you a message and says we need to talk, that's bad. You don't want Jim to talk to you. If he says something says we need to talk, you're like, oh shit, here it comes. Actually,
okay,
no.
Maybe he'll tell me. Call. I just don't see him.
Yeah, he'll tell me to call you. So if I'm calling you personally, Lance, then you got to worry because he'll say you need to call Lance and end this. So, you know.
No. Why would you do
okay,
that?
Go. I'm just kidding. Actually, Lance, after this show, we got something we need to talk about.
You just muscled him on the team.
Thanks, Jennifer. You got me fired.
Hey, this business is short and sweet. Hey, we live in the moment here. So 5 minutes was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that one.
No, I'm kidding. We love Lance. Lance, you do an awesome job. And hey, if you want the tips on what we do at a mix and that thing, call me after this and I'll get the hookup. But don't tell Jim.
Don't tell Jim. Okay.
Jim's probably listening. He's going to call Jeff. He's going to call Juan when it's done and be like, Juan, shut up.
Yeah, right. Is he listening now? Is he?
I don't know. I can't see him.
He's listening.
He can't. If the show's already ended, he can't listen. It kicks him out. So.
I don't know.
The show hasn't ended. It has 54 minutes left.
Oh, well, then
we
could be listening.
Oh,
he could be listening.
I'm going to have to pee before that.
Yeah, me too, because I'm going to have to go find some more Shiner Bock, probably. Yeah.
I need to find a pillow.
So when are you coming out our way, Lance?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know, I was out there 2 years ago with you guys, well, out in Vegas. And,
yeah.
I don't know. I got to see. I mean, this year's kind of a crazy deal. I mean, I got, you know, I've kind of jumped off into the barbecue world of, you know, turning it into the business part of it and catering and
oh, so it's become a job.
Well, but you know, Jeff, I mean, it's kind of a different deal. I mean, of course, you know, I've done heating and air conditioning for 25 years.
Yep.
That's a fucking job.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Right. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a job. And, even though that, I mean, you know, I mean, it's a lot of hard work and everything else. I mean, it just, I don't know, it's different.
Well, here's what, buddy. If you get to New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, anywhere west, if you're coming, let me know, and I'll come help you out, brother.
When is your next comp, Jeff?
What's that?
When is your next competition?
Not this weekend, the following weekend, 12th and 13th in downtown Vegas, downtown Throwdown in Vegas.
Hi, guys. I'm going to have to get...
Uh-oh.
Oh, hell no, Lance. You stay on. You can't go yet. Your
no,
sponsorship depends on it.
He has to pee.
No, I got to do some stuff with my wife and daughter.
I love you. We'll talk to you later, okay, friend?
Okay. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk talk soon.
Great talking to you, brother.
Okay, man. See you.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Juan, do you want to thank your sponsors before you go? You can do that. Do you know them well?
I know them well. I did. I had to study up on them because I was on a show like 2 weeks ago and I forgot one of the biggest ones and I felt like such an ass. And I was like, oh, man. And it was right there on the tip of my tongue, but not really. Hey, no, we'll thank Lance Moore for tearing up Texas, one of the Sweet Smoke crew. Juicehead down there in Texas. We got to thank Sweet Smoke Q Juice. Rubs and Sauces, Jim Elser, the original. I'm just a wannabe pretend Jim Elser. we got to thank Just Grillin' in Tampa Bay, Florida. Awesome barbecue store. They got anything you could ever want. That's like porn for barbecue people is that store right there. Big Papa's Country Kitchen, we use some of his rubs. Hot with Chulas, we use some of his sauces. He actually makes and bottles all the Sweet Smoke Q products. And, damn it, there's a charcoal one, and I don't remember their name, but it's in a green and white bag. So if you've seen green and white lump charcoal, buy it, because that's what Sweet Smoke's cooking on.
Shit.
I'm a hell of a salesman, ain't I, girl?
Do you know how many are green and white?
What's that?
Do you know how many come in a green and white bag?
I don't know. I only know of one, so I hope that's the right one.
There's a bunch.
Yeah. Well,
that's funny.
It's the one that's got a Q sticker on it, and it probably don't have that, but you know what? It sounds good.
And I'm sure everyone is listening.
Yeah. Is that right?
That has the, like tonight,
right,
today, lesson.
Here's what everybody else needs to know that is listening. First place at the World Food Championship in pork is a juice head. Andy Allen from Rooftop Barbecue, he uses pork juice. He also took first place in pork in the largest barbecue competition in California at Dana Point. He took first place there also in pork because he's juicing. He's a juice head. So if you're not...
Is that what y'all call y'all's followers is juice heads?
Well, that's what
I
call
them.
I don't know. You're either juicing or you're losing, so.
There you go. That's
Jim
a logo.
I know. I know. I like it, but then me and Jim were actually talking, and they're like, if this goes really big, that phone's kind of really, real arrogant. And I just said, no, we can tell them I came up with it. And he's like, yeah, they don't give a shit who you are. And I was like, that's a good point. So, We go back to juice heads. You just need to be juicing. So.
No, I like juice heads. I mean, I like juicing or you're losing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find out because I ordered some product.
you did. You got the Cyber Monday deal.
Yes, for my brother-in-law.
Yes.
Who is he's a really good cook. He doesn't cook in competitions, but he's just a really good cook, and he wanted to kind of try some new things and whatever, and so I told my sister, I was like, I'll get him this, and she owed me money, so I was like, just order it and take it off
there
my tab. And
did he get the pork or the beef?
I have no idea. I told her to order everything. I said, get him an injection and a rub, I think is what I told her. But he doesn't have an injector. And so, and now I don't know what injector to get him, because I'm not going to buy him
Jim's got an injector on his website.
He does?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you sure?
I'm sales. I'm positive.
Okay, well, because I talked to him like 2 days ago, and I was saying, you know, we don't want like a comp injector. And he said, do you have a feed store there? Just go get him one there. That's what he told me.
No, he's got it's like a weed sprayer. It's like a gallon tank, pressurized. You know, you pour it in and you put the thing on and you pump it up, and then you pull the trigger.
That's what Talk
did. Yeah, you got a needle on it and you pull the trigger, and I mean, it's only good if you're doing big stuff and a lot of it. You know, if not,
that's what I told him.
Yeah. Just use your normal little injector.
He's just a normal, like, here's what I want. My dream is to learn how to cook, because, you know, I boiled a chicken the other day, and I'm not. I told everybody don't say anything, but then apparently it was talked about on Chris Chadwick's show. Him and Lance made fun of me. And so, yes, I boiled a chicken when I was trying to brine a chicken. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. But I want to learn how to cook. But it takes so much practice, and it takes somebody teaching you. And my husband is out of town 24/7. So he cannot teach
me. That's why you're.
And so.
Yeah. And that's why you're dreaming about me.
Dreaming that your day is not a good thing.
I know, and you've never met me. But no, here what? Hopefully we come to Breastfest, and we'll show you how to do that chicken, and you bring your husband, and we'll give him that free class on trimming competition chicken, and we'll take care of you.
Oh, he cooks good. He just doesn't teach me
you how to cook it. How about that? And then you can say, take that chicken, and yours sucks now, as in his.
Oh, okay. Lance is calling back.
No.
He wants to talk again.
To me?
I don't know. I don't know who
My
Lance is.
My phone's about
to
die, so tell him to hurry up.
What? You're what now?
My phone's about to die, so you hurry up, and I did not hang up on you.
No. Well, Eddie's chicken sucks.
Not yours.
No.
Oh, I didn't say mine. That's all I heard was like, you know, we'll just tell him this chicken sucks. I mean,
no, not yours.
He said he would teach me how to cook and I could beat John in chicken.
Oh.
What I was saying is she was like, I told Jennifer, we will show you how we prep competition chicken. He can do it all. And she said, well, he cooks pretty good chicken. It's like, well, until he has yours after we teach you, and you can say your chicken sucks. Not you, Lance.
We were talking about how wonderfully I brined my chicken the other night. That's what we're talking about.
The boiling hot water brine system.
Yeah. That puts all kinds of flavor into that chicken when you boil it.
You know, I guess that's kind of like an infusion, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that accomplishes brining and injecting.
My dog enjoyed that chicken, damn it.
Yes. You said, oh, got it.
We cannot understand you. You're cutting out one.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's because my phone's dying. So, hey, I'm going to say goodnight. Love y'all. Y'all love what you do for everything. And hopefully we hook up at Breastfest, because I want to be there.
Okay.
All right,
we'll see.
Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right, we'll see y'all.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Lance, you get done with your stuff?
Do what now?
I said you get done with your stuff?
Yeah, well, you know. You know how you women are.
Okay, well, we've got 10 minutes, so thank your sponsors, and then I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired.
Oh, geez. Well, I guess I better think of, you know, Sweet Smoke Tea first. You know, I don't want Jeff, you know, calling me, you know, here in a few minutes. I'm like, you know, hey, dude, we need to talk, you know. So, you know, I guess he's a hatchet man, apparently.
Oh, he's funny. He cracks me up.
So, yeah, I mean, thanks to Sweet Smoke Q, Oak Ridge Barbecue, Frontier Charcoal, Madco Cutlery, Big Ron's Rubs, Brandon Jennifer Spaulding, Grill Grate, Meat Rake. Who else?
Did you say Frontier?
Do it. Yep, Frontier Charcoal. Man, you know, we have a lot of sponsors. We're really fortunate about that. And well, appreciate all of them. I mean, they all did a lot for us, and we appreciate that. And, you know, hopefully this next year, maybe we'll be back, you know, pretty hot and heavy. I don't know. We'll just have to see, see how all this goes. So, but thanks for having me on, and you know, I guess we'll talk
thanks
next week.
Thanks for calling in. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Let us know how you do if you go to the drink competition. I want to know.
Well, we'll see. You know, I may have gone to it tonight, apparently. So.
What?
I said I may have won it tonight, apparently. So, you know. But, yeah, we'll see how that goes. And, yeah, maybe we'll get to venture off over that way. And so, but y'all have a good week, and we'll talk next week.
Okay. Talk to you later, friend. Thanks.
All right. See you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everybody that called into my show tonight. William Moore, Brett Galloway, Juan, Jeff Elser. Appreciate everybody that calls in every week, and I hope everybody has a good night.